Hi, Symphony Church, and welcome to our morning devotionals. We'll continue on in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 16. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen, as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved. So as always, to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last. Amen. In today's passage, we see that there is a distinction between the Word of God and the Word of men. The Word of God is at work in the believers, and Paul and Silas thank God constantly for this. The Word of men is marked with false prophets. It's marked with hidden agendas and things that are based to be true based on the standards of men. The word of God, on the opposite hand, is steadfast and true and is active and alive. The word of men, earlier on in the chapter, we saw earlier this week that it's filled with words of flattery, whereas the word of God is not dependent on flattery or with pleasing, but on truth. When the word of God is presented to us, you can do two things. You can either receive it or oppose it. We see here that the church of Thessalonica received it. They received the word of God, and it completely transformed their lives. But verses 15 to 16, we see that there are other people that rejected it, just like they had rejected Jesus. The word of God did not bring life to them, but it was offensive, as they thought Jesus being Messiah was against Caesar being the king. There was also uproar amongst the Jews who were appalled that Paul was saying that Gentiles were welcome to receive the word without first becoming Jews. The church of Thessalonica here, they're largely comprised of both Gentiles and Jews. The Thessalonians, they recognized the word of God to be true, and they chose to receive it, not just with their ears, but with their hearts. So what does it really mean to receive the word? To receive the word of God means to have faith, to have your life be transformed where you can withstand persecution. I keep referring back to this in the devos this week, but a crazy thing is that Paul and Silas were only in Thessalonica for 3 weeks. It was a 3-week window where their lives were completely changed internally and externally, where there's a visible change in their lives. This church was thriving. Not only that, but they were spreading the word in their region and even beyond, even to the point where Paul says in the letter, we don't really need to do our job anymore, essentially, because you guys are spreading the word everywhere. You guys are doing so great. He jokes around like that, just complimenting them. The Thessalonians, even within a 3-week time period of receiving the word, very quickly they were enduring the same kind of suffering and persecution that Paul and Silas had endured. They could have quickly retracted their word once difficulties came, but they stood firm. What exactly about the word of God allowed them to have this kind of faith, where they are able to withstand suffering and persecution? The Thessalonians, they received the word of God with their hearts, their lives wholeheartedly. They couldn't go back after tasting the goodness of God. So here are some reflection questions for us to think about and chew on today. What kind of impact is the Word of God having in our own lives? Does it make a tangible difference in how we live our lives? I think a good test of this is when we go through seasons of trials. Are we receiving the word of God? Are our hearts like fertile soil that can receive the word? Or are we like soil with rocks that eat away at it? Do we let it transform our lives as we lay down our burdens and take up the cross? Or do the words remain simply words on a page? Although we know that there are practical things we can do to receive the word, such as reading the Bible every day, there are audiobooks out of the Bible, there are sermons, but at the end of the day, it's truly the work of the Holy Spirit that illuminates the word and allows us to receive it into our hearts. So let's pray for the work of the Spirit. Let's ask Him to help us as we just, maybe some of us even need to ask for a greater desire for the word, that we want to receive it, right? Let's pray that we can receive the word with our hearts, our lives, wholeheartedly, and to be transformed by Him today. Let's also pray for our spheres of influences that we have been praying for this week, that the Holy Spirit would work in their hearts to prepare them to receive the word of God. Let's pray. God, we thank You that Your word is steadfast and true. We thank You that when we receive it, we have power, we have life. It is something that roots us when trials and temptations come our way. And as we just look at the example of the Church of Thessalonica, as they really received Your word, where it visibly transformed their lives, where it visibly changed their region, their city, and even beyond, God, we want to be like that too. We pray, Holy Spirit, that You would work in our church. We pray, God, that our hearts would be like fertile soil for You to speak and for us to really soak it up and to bear much fruit with it. God, we pray that, realistically, there are days where it's really hard to read Your word. There are passages that are really challenging to read. But at the end of the day, we know it is Your work of the Holy Spirit that illuminates it. So we pray, God, that You would just give us a greater desire for Your word, greater hunger and yearning for Your word, that we would be meditating on it day and night. And we pray that, the word of truth would just rest in our hearts and would bring us security and peace today. We also want to pray for our friends and our pre-believing friends in our lives. We pray that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts to prepare them as well. So we thank You, God. We love You. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.